Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, because he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. I want to thank all my listeners, whether on web or if you called in. I want to thank you for tuning in. We expect God to move in a mighty way. So while you're listening to me, go ahead and text somebody and knock on the door, knock on the wall and say, come on, because it's going down. Glory to God. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in on Wild Radio on Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles, they walk the dog. If you miss any of the shows, you can go back and hear it on demand. It's a show with you in mind, ministry with you in mind, that will blow your mind. So I encourage you to come on Tuesday night and listen to Wild Radio. The show starts at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, if you miss it, you can go back and hear it on demand. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, or whatever your need may be, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what your need is. And I can guarantee you they will get back with you to help you through whatever it is you need to get walked through. So I encourage you to come on in and hit them up on Facebook. You can go to Yvonne Riles page on Facebook or Pastor Joseph Riles on Facebook, and you can inbox them and let them know what you need, and they'll get right back with you. Now we're going to move on down just a little bit further. We have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. If you missed the show on yesterday, you missed a treat. She walked the dog again up and down the aisle. My God, my God. She put knock-knock them out the door. And then this past Saturday, she put woo-woo them out the door. Good God Almighty. She done got them all out your life now. If you listen to the show, if you didn't, go back and hear it on demand. She listened. She put them all out the door. She didn't want no trouble out of none of them, so she told them to get on out. She said, I know Jesus. She didn't say it. She thinks she knows. She said, I know it. She know him to be who he say he is in her life. She know him to be all that she need in her life. So I encourage you to go back and listen to the show if you didn't hear it on yesterday, because it was really, really awesome. And the show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Elder did an awesome job on the show. I guarantee you, if you go back and listen, you still won't be disappointed, because the anointing was all over it and it's still on it. So I encourage you to go back and hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to Elder Bertha Askew on yesterday. And if you move on down, we'll call the Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams is the first Hour of Power, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. There's a 30-minute pause. You're going to get your drink of water, go get your sip of Sprite, glory to God, and then I want you to come on back and tune in to the next Hour of Power, which is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome, awesome show where God is moving in all the shows. I want you to come on and get aboard, and I'm going to ask you to come on in and make sure you hear her the next hour. And I want you to come on and partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many things. You know, you'll be blessed to be on this ship sailing. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we ain't done. We're still sailing, because the word is sailing all across the nation. So I want you to come on in and partner with us. And in partner, we only ask for $25 or more. Now, you can't hardly buy no elder say Coca-Cola. Come on, you can't hardly buy a whole case, really. Glory to God. far less than that, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner with us so you can hear, see what God has in mind and what he has in store for you. You'll be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed by the team that don't mind praying, because we want God to move in your life just so well as ours. Glory to God. Because he said when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. So come on and partner and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you if you desire prayer at this time. If you would, press the 1 and I will bring you in before we get started with the Word of God. Glory to God, because God is good. And all the time God is good. Well, I don't see anybody. Press the 1, so we're going to go ahead on. I'm going to be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for yet another day that you have spared us, God. You have allowed us to come into your presence, for God, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, Lord. You have allowed us, God, to come on, Lord God, expecting a mighty move of you, Lord God, that we didn't have last week. We expect a different move of you every week. We know, Lord God, that you don't have to come the same way. So, God, we raise our level of expectation to new heights in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, do your office work, Lord. You'll do your will through every service, Lord. We thank you, God, that people that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God. Father God, let them hear, Lord God, something that will bring a life-changing word to them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It'll bring them out of their dark place. It'll bring them and walking into your marvelous light, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, every word, Lord God, fall on good ground, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative thought, Lord God, every impure thought, we push it out of the way and cast it in the pit. In the name of Jesus, the word shall go forth on good ground, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall bring healing, God. It shall bring peace to those who need peace in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh my God, it shall restore those that need restoring, Lord God, need their soul restored back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that have fallen by the wayside, oh God. Father God, let the word pick them back up, Lord, and set them on solid ground with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. There's someone who's having some trouble. Amen. It's like arthritis. Glory to God. And sometimes your pain is just so, it's so intriguing, and it is so bad that you want to holler. So I'm going to pray for that right now. You know, God can heal anything. Glory to God. He's still a miracle worker. So I hear him saying arthritis. So we're going to pray for that. And especially, you know, I hear some people saying when it rains, it's worse. So we're going to pray for God to give you, amen, glory to God, a healing, amen, from that. God can heal anything. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that person that has arthritis, God, we speak to that situation right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak, Lord God, to that pain that they're having, Lord God. And we said pain no more, Lord. Sit back into the pit from which it came, Lord God. We know that there's no sickness and no disease in heaven, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But we know, Lord God, you can renew their body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we cast out that pain, and it shall not return, Lord. We speak it right now into existence, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't God good? God is good. You know, when they say God is good all the time, you know, and some people say, yeah, all the time God is good. But let me tell you something about that right there. You know, sometimes you say God is good and all the time God is good. Glory to God. You know, people say that. People will say little catchy phrases and different things. They say it. But do you really mean it? Glory to God. Because whenever a trial or trouble comes, then you don't know which way to go. Well, what happened to that you said God is good? What happened to all that phrase that you throw out there? So be careful when you're throwing something out there. Make sure you got the faith to back it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to get into the message. Hallelujah. You should be there by now at chapter 6. Second Corinthians. Glory to God. I'm going to title tonight this message, Righteous Living. Glory to God. Amen. You should be there by now. Chapter 6, we're going to start at the first verse. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. You know, whenever you know, some people receive God's grace in vain because they think, okay, it's all about me, man, and, you know, and what I want. But understand, glory to God, God's grace, he said, my grace is sufficient enough. Glory to God. So God, he's so grateful. He loved us so much. He chooses to bless us rather than curse us. He chooses to commit, you know, to help us to get through whatever it is that we got to go through. He don't just cast us out in the pit. Glory to God. He's such a grateful God. Think about what he did. Glory to God. He gave his only son for us. Glory to God. But then some just take it in vain, glory to God. Take God's grace in vain and go ahead and continue and do whatever it is they think they're big enough to do, whatever they want to do, glory to God. But we don't serve that type of God. If we commit all our ways to him, then, you know, he will direct our path. But you gotta be willing. That's something. He's not going to force you, glory to God. God is not a forcing God. He's going to call you. And, you know, he said, if you will, those that will, let them come. He's going to call you. He's going to knock on your door when he said, in his timing, that it's up to you to want to come on in and walk on in and receive the word of God. Glory to God. Just because you got God's grace, then that don't mean you can go and do everything you want to do. You know, he chose to help us rather than harm us. He chose to forgive us and give his son, glory to God, so we can have repentance, so we can live a lifestyle of righteousness, glory to God. But some take it in vain, and you want to go and do everything you're big enough to do, but only thing that you'll bless God for. God, I bless you for giving me that money. God, I bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. You're watching over me. You gave me that man. Lord, I thank you, God, you gave me that new car. But what about living right? Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. What about living right? Living in his word, being able to dissect his word, being able to go through, amen, on good ground and live right, not just for that moment. Some take his grace in vain and you live only for that moment in what you want to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not the way he shall live. He shall live. You can get all about them 10 commandments and throw them out the door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you pick up your own. Hallelujah. You got your own righteousness. But let him give you some money. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. God gave me that money. But then you go right on and take God's grace just because he has grace on you and he brought you out of a situation. And you take it in vain. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sorry, we had some little interruption. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you take it and you throw it out the door. This is not the time, hallelujah, to throw God's grace out of the window. Receive it and receive it, hallelujah, and know what type of God we serve. Hallelujah. Make no mistake. We serve a righteous God. We serve an awesome God, hallelujah. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to throw in the towel. Now is not the time to take it in vain, God's grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now is time, hallelujah, for you to continue on in the word of God, to continue on living the way God wants you to live, to continue on, glory to God. My God. It's not the time, hallelujah. You got to live right from now till Jesus comes. This is not a hot time something. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Let's continue on, hallelujah, in the word of God. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know, he was saying, hallelujah, when you are in ministry, when you're called to ministry, you know, there's a certain way that you got to act. Yes, it is. I'm not telling you to cast nobody out, glory to God, because, you know, we don't do that. We have to embrace people. We have to love on people. We have to let them, God living in us, hallelujah. There is a certain way that you should act.
There is a certain way that you should walk. Glory to God. You can't live any kind of way. Hallelujah. You can't take God's grace in vain just because you're in ministry and live any kind of way you want to live. That's just not the way it's done. Glory to God. And remember, here I'm going to give you three things that you must do when you are in ministry. One, Elder talked about it yesterday. She always talk about it. Obeying leadership. You got to obey them that God has placed over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to. My God. You can't just go and do everything you're big enough to do. But in other words, it will not prosper you nothing because you won't listen. Hallelujah. You can't take things and go run with it on your own because those that he had placed over you, believe you me, there's something, there's a lot in them that you don't know. Glory to God. There's a lot that you don't know as you go along in ministry that you need to know. So Elder always talk about that. She always talk about obeying leadership. Amen. Number two, never think you greater than your leader. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you go in a church, if you just, you know, you'll go, people will go in churches, well, the pastor preached too long, you know, well, he did this too long, well, he did that too long. You don't have to stay the whole service. If you prefer to get up and walk out, get up and walk on out. Just keep your mouth closed. You know, we're in a place now, in a time where you got to be careful. You got to watch your mouth. Remember we preached about that, watching your mouth. Watch what you say against the men and women of God. And always be willing to listen whenever he gives you something. Whenever the teaching is going forward, always be able to listen. Have a listening ear. Don't be out there on your own and say, well, you know what? Hold up, Lord, I heard them say this and say that. Well, Lord, was it right or was it wrong? Here's what you do. You go, you read it. And if there's a problem, won't you just go talk to your leaders and ask them? Glory to God. Because, you know, sometimes you can get out there and you be out there on your own, and then you know what? The devil will swallow you up because he'll be waiting to swallow you up. Now, that's righteous living when you're in the kingdom of God. You got to learn how to live right. You can't take God's grace in vain. You're taking his grace in vain and getting beat up. Glory to God. It ain't prospering you nothing. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. Giving no offense in anything that the minister be blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the minister of God, in much patience, in necessities, in distress. Now, ain't it something, you know, whenever you connect yourself with leaders who know, leaders who will teach you, you know, you got to understand there are problems that's going to arise. Glory to God. Think about it. There are difficulties that's coming. When you commit yourself to God, when you say, Lord, when you said a prayer of salvation, you said, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Then believe you me. Now, for a minute, yeah, things will go kind of smooth. But to much is given, much is required. So as you get more of God, then you're going to have to go through more things, more difficulties, more problems. You know, and you're going to be a witness to others because he's going to show you how he brought you out. Now, go and witness to others and show them how good I am because I brought you out so I can bring them out of the same stuff. You don't want to have the same difficulties and the same problems all the way down through the years. Glory to God. You know, they used to sing this old song, and I think about it, you know, down through the years, you know, the Lord's been good to me. You don't want to keep going through that same old stuff, but you're going to have some problems and some difficulties. It takes something to live right. You're going to have to give, amen, glory to God. And you're going to have to take some stuff, hallelujah. So when you come over here and say, Lord, I repent, Lord God, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior, then know there are things that's going to come, but there are people that can help you through them that's been down that road long time. Glory to God. So be willing and be able to listen and hear what they got to say. Don't always, hallelujah, want to tie your own shoe. Let somebody else tie your shoe. In other words, let somebody feed you the word of God. Let somebody tell you what they have been through so you won't have to go through all that. You can cut out some of that stuff. Glory to God. Let's move on. In strife, imprisonment, I'm on number five. Come on. In labor, in watching, in fasting. You know, Paul, you think about it, the disciples were thrown in prison. The disciples were thrown in prison. Glory to God. They were beaten. They were thrown in prison. So why only here that we think that nothing's going to happen? All is well. We ain't going to go through nothing. Hallelujah. But, yeah, but some take God grace in vain, and they go on and steal. They say they're Christians, but they do anything they want to do. But that's just not, that's not logical. You can't do that. You got to either live right or you're going to live without. Glory to God. You're going to live for God or you're going to live for the devil. You got to choose. He ain't going to make you. He just going to ask you. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Glory to God. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by loving unfringed. You know, your actions will show who you belong to. It's easy to say you belong to God, but what are you doing? Well, you know what? I serve the Lord. But let something happen. Then you'll be cussing somebody out. Glory to God. My God. Like I say, you only want to serve him when you get money. Then you say, oh, I know God. The Lord knows I need it. Glory to God. Well, that's just how he is. He's such a grateful God. He said he reigned on the just so well as the unjust. That's what he said. So, yeah, but understand, all money ain't good money. Glory to God. My God, my God. But he will give it to you. He will help you because he loved us so much. Because understand when he said, I loved y'all so much that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. So he gave his only son because he loved us so much. Not just me, not just you, but the whole world. He gave his son. So he didn't give him for just a couple of people. He gave him for everybody so we can have repentance. So you can repent and go to Christ. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 7. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the arm of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by speaking the truth, by the Holy Ghost living right before God. You know, we are people now. You have to speak the truth. Some ain't going to like it. Some don't like it. See, they persecuted them and throw them in prison because they were speaking the truth of the word of God. Some don't like it. Some ain't going to like it. So it really don't matter. Glory to God. Just tell the truth. And if you don't know the truth, then don't say nothing. But if you know it, say it. Because you're going to be held accountable for that word that you give and how you treat people. We're going to be held accountable. Everything is on your own. It ain't no mama, daddy, sister, uncle, auntie, none of that. Everybody has to give account of themselves. So I'm telling you, you know, if you know it, tell them the truth. You know, nowadays, so many times, people sugarcoat so much. You know, it's okay. I understand. Yeah, you can fall down. I understand. Glory to God. But understand, he said, now unto him that is able. Who? God. He'll keep you from that. Glory to God. So you don't have to fall down. Yeah, you know what? He knew I need a man. He says, hallelujah, the marriage bed is undefiled. So ask God to send you your own. Then you won't have to worry about all that. All that'll be out the door. Glory to God. And you won't have to do, you won't have to fall. Glory to God. Let's move on. Be honored and dishonored by evil reports and good reports. As deceivers and yet true. See, here we go. Some may think, some say good stuff about you. Some may say something bad about you. But what difference do it make? The thing is, if you're living for God, if you done accepted the Lord as your, then you go ahead and do what you need to do. You know, even you have some babes in Christ that have accepted Jesus Christ, then let them go ahead on. You do what you got to do. Glory to God. Don't worry about them over there saying, you know, how you're living and how you should live. Glory to God. If you are doing all you know how to do, you are trying to get your life right, trying to get rid of all that sin that you had in your life. You done already accepted Jesus. Now it comes from pruning, pruning some people, pruning some stuff, pruning some things off. Amen. Taking some stuff out of your heart, taking stuff out of your mind. I used to go to the club, but now I know I can't go to the club no more. I used to hang out on the street, hallelujah, and sit in the car and drink. I can't do that no more, glory to God. I used to let it come over in the midnight hour. I know I can't do that no more because that is not like God. Glory to God. So be it. It doesn't matter. You know, when you tell people the truth, about that, then they'll be saying, well, you know what, she's just too righteous. He's just too righteous. So I ain't going to deal with them no more. But that's okay. But one thing about it, you have the blood is not on your hands. You have told them and helped them. So it ain't on your hands. So don't worry about it. Amen. Let's move on just a little bit further. Amen. As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed. Let's move on to 10 right here. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. You know how some people will look at you, you know, even though you're trying to walk right and talk right, you're trying to live right, they'll look at you and say, you know what, they ain't got no more than that guy. I haven't heard the stories. I've heard it before. But you know what? You are rich in Jesus Christ because you're helping others to come up in their faith. And, you know, to live right for God means more than any money that you can even imagine or measure. Glory to God. When you're trying to live right, believe me, all kinds of trials and troubles and tribulations are going to come. Things are going to come and try to beat you up. But the thing about it is, you still do what you got to do. You still do what you need to do for the Lord. If it means you have to break off some people, then that's okay. Shake the dust off and move on. Because sometimes people will weigh you down. And we're going to get to that. This is where I'm going somewhere. Glory to God. So I want you to hold on because we're still going. Glory to God. Don't hang up. We're going. Glory to God. And that's what it is. When you say, okay, I want to live right. I want to do all I can for Jesus Christ. I want to be in the ministry. Understand, hallelujah, glory to God. He starts sending them little imps out to talk on your shoulders immediately. Hallelujah. But, you know, you can help somebody along the way, and some will receive you, and some won't. They'll say, well, you know what, you ain't living no better than I am. You ain't got nothing. But understand, you are rich. But know that you're making a difference by obeying and being a servant. That's the thing about it. You know, you're helping people to be rich in their faith. You're helping them to come up a little higher, to begin to walk in the Lord like they should be walking, begin to walk in righteous living. So it's okay, hallelujah. Don't worry about it. You know, people will talk. People going to say stuff. People going to make you mad. But guess what? You hold all that together and understand it's all about the Lord thy God and nothing else. Let's move on. Glory to God. Oh, ye Corinthians, glory to God. Our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. You are not straitened in us, but you are straitened in your own bowels. See, he was saying right here, he said, our feelings ain't stopped. We still love you. And we open our hearts to you, but yours ain't. You still bad because you ain't open your hearts to me. See, you got to understand. You got to sometimes, you know, you have to open your heart to people and give them a testimony. And, say we're overcome by our testimony. Glory to God. If we're overcome by our testimony, then we need to be testifying to somebody so we can help them along the way. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children. Be ye also enlarged. This is where I want to get right here. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness. And what communion hath light with darkness? Glory to God. It said, be not unequally yoked. You know, sometimes people was thinking that being unequally yoked means don't get married to them. Yes, that's true too. But it goes a little deeper than that. Once you start digging, you'll find out some stuff. It means you can't go in business with them because guess what? If you are thinking godly-minded, they ain't going to be thinking godly-minded. They're going to be thinking earthly-minded. Glory to God. You can't go in business with them. You can't marry and be unequally yoked to them because if you want to go where Jesus said and they want to go somewhere else, that ain't going to work. See, it's just like it's a yoke. Let's talk about a yoke for a minute. A yoke is when they put this bit in a horse's mouth and they lead him in the right direction. They don't want him to go to the left. They want him to go to the right. So they'll turn, you know, to the right for him to go, glory to God. And see, that's what happens when you can't be unequally yoked with non-believers. Because guess what? Negative and positive can't do nothing together. Glory to God. If you got two negative people together, then guess what? They walking together. Glory to God. How can two walk together except they agree? But, you know, if you're walking with someone who's positive, glory to God, and you got another positive person, then guess what? You can do some stuff. Both of y'all living for Jesus Christ. You can talk to each other. But when you got someone that wants to go in a different direction, and guess what? And it ain't righteous, what's going to happen if you keep hanging around them? That's what's going to happen. They're going to pull you over there in that unrighteousness. Before you know it, there's going to come a separation between you and the Lord, and you're going to wonder, how did I get here to this point? I didn't want to go here, Lord. How did I get here? That's why he said, don't be. Be unequally yoked. Don't be. Don't be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to make sure that you yoked up with some believers, not unbelievers, glory to God. Because when you get yoked up with them that don't believe like you believe, they're going to pull you in a different direction. Let me help you out a little bit here. I don't care if they're family, glory to God. If they ain't going in the direction that you need to go, then what you need to do, you need to cut them loose. If they ain't serving the same God that you're serving, you need to cut them loose, glory to God. You can't follow those that don't want to follow God, because before you know it, they're going to pull you over in the club. They're going to have you drinking, glory to God. When they have their little parties and they tell you to come over, it don't matter. I'm talking to somebody, glory to God, hallelujah. So whenever they say, come on, we're having a party, glory to God, we're going to have a birthday party, glory to God, and then they pull out all their drinks, they pull out their pipe and start smoking, good God Almighty, they start rolling funny cigarettes, you know what I'm talking about. And then the next thing you do, you just turn your head. Well, don't you know you can't hang around them, because guess what? They ain't going in the direction that you're going. And sometimes you see people that say they're Christians and they know the Lord thy God, and they're walking in his will and his way, glory to God. They're in church every Sunday. Every song they play, they lift their hands and give him glory, glory to God, hallelujah. But they're lifting their hands and they're still sinning, hallelujah. They come out, they're still living the same. Well, I can say I did go to church this Sunday. That's all you can say is that you went. You didn't get nothing. Glory to God. It wasn't no Jesus there. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You can't be yoked up, hallelujah, with those who don't want what you want. Glory to God. You can't be yoked up with a man or a woman. Glory to God. You say, I'm going to go ahead and marry this man, but I'm going to change him. Glory to God. Don't you know you'll be in there always in turmoil trying to get somebody to change? Only God can do the changing. You can't change. Hallelujah. Changing. Glory to God. That's the same way about women. If she ain't going in the way, men, that you want her to go, and she ain't serving the God that you're serving, you can't change her. Glory to God. The change has to take place within, not without. Glory to God. You can talk to her about the word of God all day. You can talk to him about the word of God all day. But if it ain't in him from the inside out, glory to God, ain't nothing going to happen. So don't be yoked up, glory to God. You know, sometimes your ministry don't go too far, because guess what? You're yoked up with those who don't believe. Sometimes your ministry and your words can't come out right because you're hanging around those who don't believe like you believe. Sometimes your ministry, hallelujah, can't get off the ground because you still want to keep a leg over there in the world. Glory to God. We don't operate by the world system. There's a time and a place for everything, he says, glory to God. So there's a time, hallelujah, whenever you come into the kingdom of God, things start to break off your glory to God. You shouldn't go down the road 15 years still doing the same old ministry, doing the same old thing, yoked up with the same old unbelievers, glory to God. You should have cut them things loose, glory to God, hallelujah. You can't be yoked up with them, because before you know it, you're going to be in a place where you're talking about everybody. You're going to be in a place where you can't pray right. You're going to be in a place where every time you go somewhere and you see someone, amen, they may not be dressed as properly as you know they should be dressed, and then you'll start to talk about them. You're going to be in a place where you'll start having burning and itching ears. Every gossip that comes, it'll come your way. You're going to be in a place where you're going to unfellowship yourself with Lord, the Lord thy God. You ain't going to be able, hallelujah, to sit down and pray. Because every time you turn around, things are going to start coming up that you said, and, you know, and other stuff, and what this person said about this person, and this over here said about Sister Sarah, and this over here said about Brother Jake, and they over there living together, and they tell me they ain't married, and all that different stuff start to happen. But when you're yoked up, hallelujah, with righteousness, living righteous, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't. And you can't watch everything like I see it on TV. You can't do it, glory to God. Because before you know it, you're going to be in a place, glory to God. Well, you're going to wonder, how did I get here? Why did I watch that? Now I got to get that out of my mind, Lord. Help me, God. And it takes time. It's going to take time for you to get it out. It only goes in, it takes a day. But it's going to take you, amen, time to get it out. So you got to make sure that you're living right. Be yoked up with those who believe in the Lord thy God. It said it in the word right here. Let me read it again. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? You can't be. You can't hang around those people if they ain't got no light in them. Glory to God. Because remember, when he made the world, glory to God, he separated day and night, right? Correct, day and night. He didn't put them together. He separated day and night. The night was night, called night, and the day was called day. Glory to God. And you want your light to shine. So you can't be. You can't be unequally yoked. Glory to God. You can't marry him. You can't go in businesses. You can't do none of that. You can't do none of that. According to the word of God, he said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Glory to God. Just don't do it. Because you want what all God has for you. You don't want to have nothing, him hold nothing back. You want him to make sure that he gives you everything that he said you can have. I know you done wrote down, well, Lord, you gave me this. You told me you were going to give me this. And, Lord, I wrote this down because you said you're going to give me this. Well, understand, all of that may be held up by some, by being, amen, being yoked up with those who don't believe. Glory to God. Now, the only reason that you can be with a non-believer is to give them testimony, testify, and it's to help them to get to Jesus Christ, to know who God is, really. That's the only reason you can be hanging around them. But if they're telling dirty jokes and different stuff, amen, keep it moving, hallelujah. You know, I preached some of these messages several times before, but you know what? I'm just going to say it like this, and I'm going to be real. Some people just don't get it. They just don't get it. They don't care. Some just really won't have themselves to think they are unrighteous. They can do anything they want to do and live any kind of way and do people any way they want to live. Do it. Glory to God, and think it's okay, but it's not okay, because you're going to have to give an account for that whenever Jesus returns. Glory to God. Whenever he calls you home, he's going to say, look, this, I got it written, here it is. You can't say, well, Lord, I didn't know. No, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because, you know, we ain't to be here. Hey, this world is not our home. So we are not to live in the world. We're to live apart from the world. Glory to God, because we live in a world system now where people don't really care, you know, about what's going on. You know, it's okay, I can do this and I can do that and I can just keep on going down the road with Jesus. No, you can't do it, glory to God, because pretty soon you're going to fall in a ditch. You know, he gave his son for all of us. He died for our sin. Now, just think about it in the Old Testament. Whenever they were sinning and doing all those different things that they shouldn't have been doing and unrighteous living, glory to God, what did he do? He opened up a hole and swallowed them up. I mean, he swallowed up a lot of people. But now we have, oh, my God, an advocate, hallelujah, that will go to the Father for us. He gave his only son for us now so that we can live and have everlasting life. And that's where we want to be. We are not to hang around those who don't believe. You know, you can go and you can minister to them. You can, amen, but you can't follow them. If they ain't living like they should be living, then you need to keep it moving. Don't allow them to bring you down. I don't care if it's uncle, auntie, grandma, sister, whoever it is, if they will allow you to talk to them about the word, then that's fine. But if they're having these wild parties and disgraceful parties and you know it ain't like God, then you shouldn't go. Glory to God. Just look back. Amen. Look back at Job. When all his family was down there having all them wild and wasteful parties, all of them, and then doing whatever they want to do. What happened? Strong wind came. It took them all out. Glory to God. But Job was over there in the meantime. He was over there praying. She said, Lord, I don't know. Oh, glory to God. This is for somebody. Amen. I feel this. Glory to God. She said, Lord, I don't know. They're down there sinning, Lord. I'm going to pray for them right here now, Lord. Glory to God. Well, he was down there praying, and they was up there doing whatever they're good enough to do. And then the elder brother went back, and he went and got him too. But when he got the others, told sit there and go down there and get some more. And all of them was up there, and all of them, what happened? They told the wind, strong wind came and lost everything, all of them. So you see, you got to be careful about that. Glory to God. Well, I'm just going. I'm just going to go. You know, we going out, and I'm just going. You know, I'm just going. Yeah, you just going, but understand. If you going and you know it ain't right, you are a part of that, whether you know it or not. You are a part of that. And guess what? If something happens, then you're going to be in the midst of that. Glory to God. So if you just want to go and be afraid to see it, it's on you. Now, don't think that you're going to be forgiven because you just went. If you just went, you're going to be a part of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read on to the last. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read on a little bit. And what concord hath Christ with Baal? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? You know, just think about it. Darkness and light have no communion together at all whatsoever. You either going to hate one or you going to love the other. Which one you going to love and which one you going to hate? Glory to God. It ain't no straddling, no fence. I don't want to hear about straddling, no fence. Who says you got a fence to straddle? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Most of the time, you know, they have wire fences up. Amen. And if you sit on the wire fence, what's going to happen? Glory to God. It ain't going to be nice, is it? So just think about that. You can't straddle no fence. If you're walking in the light, then you got to live righteous. You can't take God. You can't take God's grace in vain. You got to be careful how you live and who you're living for. You got to be careful on this side. You got to live right, righteous living. Righteous living comes with a price. So much as I've heard elders say, the anointing comes with a price. Glory to God. And you're going to pay a price when you get that anointing upon you. Glory to God. My God, my God. You're going to pay a price, hallelujah, when you try to live right for God. Because everything you know and every little imp that you know is going to come and try to sit on your shoulder. Understand, this is a year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, good God Almighty. This is a year. God breaking off some stuff. We are already in what? February. My God. He's going to break off some stuff. Those that will allow him to break it up in their lives, then he will break it up. But if you don't want it touched, then he ain't going to touch it. Glory to God. We don't serve a God that try to force himself on you. We serve a God that gives, we are free will. Either you will or either you don't. It's up to you. Hallelujah. You know, because sometimes you just got to say, okay, talk to the hand. Because the ears ain't listening. Glory to God. I don't want that junk in me and then and later on I got to get it out. I'm not going to watch all that foolishness on TV then later I got to get it out. Glory to God. That's not the way you want it, glory to God, because you want people to see the ministry in you. You want people to see, okay, I'm living right here. I ain't saying nobody living perfect, because there ain't even one perfect. One that's perfect. Amen. There's one perfect, and that's not us. We are imperfect people, but we strive for perfection in Christ Jesus, because we want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It don't matter whether people say, well done, good or not. It don't matter. The only thing matter is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. That's all that matters. All that other stuff, huh? Who can get the drunkest and all that different stuff? That don't matter, huh? Who got the most boyfriends and all that foolishness? That don't matter. Hallelujah. How many men can you play this week? How many women can I play next week? All that stuff don't matter. Glory to God. How many cars I got parked in my driveway? Glory to God. How much money I got in my bank? All that don't matter. Glory to God. But he wants to live life and have it more abundantly. But our soul matters more than the stuff. That's why you have to be careful about living by the world system. I know that something was said here today, glory to God, because I feel it myself, glory to God, because God is going to cut some people loose. You know, I'm hearing the Lord saying that he's going to handpick some friends for somebody that's on this line, glory to God. If that's you, you press the one. If he told you that he's going to handpick you some friends. I just heard him say he's going to handpick somebody some friends. If it's you, press the one. Amen, glory to God. And come in and let me even pray for you even the more, glory to God, because he's going to handpick some friends for you. Because apparently, hallelujah, when we pick them, we take the wrong one. But he said he's going to handpick them himself for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody pressed the one, but that's okay. I know it. He said it. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to pray for some stuff and some people. Amen. If you do desire prayer at this time, you can press the one, and I'll bring you in. But I'm going to go ahead and pray for some things. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the release of the anointing on the line on today, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're going to handpick some friends, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are living right, those that are walking right, those that are talking right, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for all those that's under the sound of my voice. Lord God, if there be any amongst us, Lord God, that's afflicted, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we call out that affliction right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you to give them strength, Lord God. Lord God, strengthen their knees, Lord. Strengthen their legs, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, oh my God, for every blood vessel on the inside to line up with your word, Lord, that by your stripes they're healed, healthy and whole, Lord. We curse, Lord God, the condition, every disease at the root, in the name of Jesus. We curse those flu diseases right now and cast them in the pit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that every flu system is cast in the pit right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, that to be led by your spirit, Lord God, and your spirit alone, Lord God. Let the Holy Spirit, Lord God, reside on everyone on this land, God, who desires you, who desires to walk right, who desires to talk right, who desires to live right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that those, Lord God, who are straight away, oh, my God, yeah, straight away, Lord God, you're calling them back into the fold right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you'll raise up a standard, Lord God, against the trick of the enemies, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know we serve a good God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Righteous living. Hallelujah. That's the place we got to get in now, righteous living. Hallelujah. You already, some have accepted him. Hallelujah. But there are some who have not. And before I leave this line, I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation. I want you to accept him. Let him into your heart. Glory to God. As you can see, times are changing. And you can see, amen. Now, amen. Glory to God. Snowing in a couple of places. Hallelujah. The wet, wintry weather. And now, hallelujah, all the way up to almost 80 degrees. Oh, good God Almighty. You can see time ain't long. Glory to God. And know that we serve a God that's right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, hallelujah. My God, nobody has pressed the one, hallelujah. I know the word of God went forth, hallelujah, like it should. Glory to God, my God. We serve a righteous God, righteousness. We got to live right for God, hallelujah. You can't be playing in this season. You can't be playing. You can't be. Either you don't do it or either you ain't. And listen, if you don't want to do it, then here's the thing. Don't play. You can't play with God. Amen. I piggyback on some things that Elder was saying. You got to be real for God, and you can't play with God. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. You can't play because he sees you if you're playing. He sees you. You know, some people only want him whenever he give them stuff. And some people will only come and do what he's calling them to do only when they want stuff. But when it's, oh, my God, for others, and rebuke, hallelujah, glory to God, all those different things that's going on in the countries and across the nation, and glory to God, they ain't coming together to pray for that. But you'll so come on, amen, glory to God, when it's time to pray for something that's going on in our own lives. But we need to be real with Jesus, because this is a real world. We are real people. It's time to get back to that place in prayer. Glory to God, to get down on your knees. Oh, my God. As the elderly people used to say, oh, my God, get down on your bended knees, glory to God, and begin to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate that the show that's coming on next is none other than Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth. Worldwide Ministries, I want you to go over. You're going to have a little break. Amen. Glory to God. And I want you to make sure you go over and hear her. It'll be at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I'm going to encourage you again to come on and partner with us. Amen. If you can't get to Apostle and Pastor, just go ahead and hit me up or hit any of us up. We all have Facebook pages. Minister Sheila, glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Michelle, Minister Elaine, Elder Bertha Askew, and Prophetess Martha Williams. We all have pages. You can inbox us, and I guarantee you we will get you where you need to go. Amen. Don't miss the move of God. Don't miss it and wait on it to come back by, because it may not come back by. Remember when he said these people were on top of the house? Amen. He sent the boat. They didn't want to come. Amen. They were still on the house waiting on Jesus at the boats in the airplane. He sent everything that could fly over them to come, go pick them up and rescue them. Well, see, he sent everything that they needed. Glory to God. And guess what? They were still saying, well, we're waiting on Jesus to rescue us. Oh, glory, good God Almighty. Well, he was in there because he sent the airplane and he sent the boat, glory to God. So I'm sending the boat, so y'all get on it and let's sail, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving, amen, the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus as pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Lord, I want to be in your kingdom, oh God. I repent for everything, Lord God, that I have done. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And I want you to continue in Christ and hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you repeated the sinner's prayer. And you're ready to walk in his righteousness, doing his will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have a caller that is pressed to one. I have a few minutes, amen, before I give the benediction. So I'm going to take this call. Hallelujah. Caller 814, you are live and on the air.
Hello. This is Greg, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to claim that word about the new friends. Right now, I've been using Blog Talk Radio and a lot of the prayer meetings to get filled up, and it's been a great blessing. But I would like to meet more believers. I've been to a lot of churches, and I do have a prophetic gift, and usually I get some kind of a warning or just the words that a lot of what's going on in the church really isn't for me. But I really enjoy the Blog Talk because you're always meeting anointed people that I wouldn't necessarily be able to meet in the local churches. And so I'd like to continue that. I'd like to have that happen in my own life, in my own town, and be surrounded by you know, people that are excited about God.
Okay. Amen. And where are you calling from, sir?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to surround him with some godly, good godly men and women, oh God, those that are walking in the same way that he's walking, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We decree and we declare, Lord God, that you will, Lord, surround him with more men and women of God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, who has, Lord God, the same anointing, Lord, that he has, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and it is so, and it is done. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And thank you for calling. He's going to do it.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Abundantly.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to go ahead, amen, and we're going to give the benediction, and it's time for us to get out. We're going to take a break. Get some water, and don't forget, tune in to Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. That's coming up next on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday.